So often, you'd like to have someone else go to the bathroom for you. It would be very convenient if you could just, you know, designate, you know, a shliach to go do that for you. You can't do that. So can you do a second to best? Is to say, have someone else say your Asher Yatzer for you. Most common case is a person doesn't know how to say Asher Yatzer. So you have a child, or someone who's about tshuva, or it's hard. Asher Yatzer is a hard bracha. The words are not easy words to, you know. And some of my kids test, they make them memorize Asher Yatzer. You have to write it once you get it three times, and I think then you don't have to write it again at the bottom. So a hard bracha to memorize. So can you have someone else say it for you? Very simply, you have a whole group by the bathroom. One person says it for everyone else, and the other say shine. Yes or no? So first question we have to ask is, number one, what's the nature of the bracha Asher Yatzer? Asher Yatzer. So Shulchan Aruch comes off and says, so straight off the bat, when you leave the bathroom, that Hashem created a person with chachma. So what's the chachma? So Rashi on the Gemara says the chachma is that our body is like a flask with a lot of holes, and it's a miracle that not everything falls out at all different times, and therefore that's the chachma. Hashem created this wisdom in making our bodies. His Tosis over there says Hashem is a chachma that first He created food, and then He created man. If He would have created man before He would have created food, we would have had nothing to eat. So that's the chachma behind it. Beautiful. Now we understand what Asher Yatzer, our first few words are. Now let's get to the meat and potatoes. What type of bracha is Asher Yatzer? So Judaism 101 is there's three types of brachas. There's Berachas Nenin, for the most part. There's Berachas Nenin, which means I'm making a bracha on hanah that I'm either going to get or I get. For example, Shahakol is a Berachas Nenin, right? I'm going to drink the soda, I get hana, benefit, berachas anenin. Can you be motzi someone else in a berachas anenin if you're not having a drink? So in other words, if I'm not having a shakol, but you're having a shakol, can I say your shakol for you if I don't drink anything? Yes or no? No, of course not. Because I have to benefit in order to make the bracha. Second type of bracha you could have is something called berachas amitzvahs. That's very easy. A lulav. You shake a lulav. If I was already yotzi with my mitzvah of lulav, can I make your bracha on your lulav for you when you're going to shake it? Answer is yes, because that's a special rule by Birchas HaMitzvahs, that even if you're yotzi, you could be motzi someone else. Good? Judaism 101 so far. Now Judaism 102 is a third type of bracha. There's this nebulous middle type of bracha called a Birchas HaShvach, or Shevach, right? Is that a bracha which you're thanking Hashem for, so class or recognizing Hashem's greatness. A classic example is lightning and thunder. It's a berachas shevach, I think, according to most poskim. So now, is Asher Yatzer? Nonu, who wants to take a stab? Which one is Asher Yatzer? Whatever you say, you'll be right. Whatever you say, you'll be wrong. Okay, we're going to fit him into all three. Comes along the Eretz Tzvi, Reb Framer, again, who was nifter in the right after the Warsaw Ghetto, one of the rabbeim in the Warsaw Ghetto. He writes that Asher Yatzer is similar to a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's similar to taking a lulav. In what way? In the way that I understand it is that it's based on a Tosus in Brachos. That what is benching? You finished eating, now you're benching. What's the type of benching? Benching is a little bit like a Birchas HaMitzvahs in the sense that since you have to bench, so it becomes incumbent upon you to make the bracha. It's not a nenin in a classic sense, because what are you benefiting? You just ate already. The bracha of nenin is usually before you're going to eat. So what is this benching? So benching, he says, it's kind of like since you're obligated to do so, it becomes like a quasi-birchas ha-mitzvahs. So therefore, Asher Yatzer is no different. I went to the bathroom. I now have incumbent upon me to make this bracha. So it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs. Can my friend be yotze with me? Can be motzi me the bracha? Absolutely. Says of Zilverstein in Chashuk Echemet, he says, so that's a great idea if you go to the bathroom in the middle of davening, and you're now going to make Asher Yatzer at that point in davening, so you know what you do? I don't know, if it would be nice if you're by a shtibel, it works well in the shtibel, where people are finishing their davening, so you wait outside the bathroom, wait till someone else is coming out and saying his Asher Yatzer, and he's done davening already, the other minion, and you say, and he says the bracha, and he has you in mind, and you say, amen. I don't know how you say amen, I guess that's it. I don't know how it gets that amen problem. I don't know. But I guess you just listen to his bracha and you're yotze with that bracha. You don't have to talk during this time because you could be motzi someone else. Says the Rivo Sephraim as well. It's kind of like a quasi-birchas HaMitzvahs. He says three words. Because shaharei mechuyav v'koy. Since when you come out of the bathroom, it's very simple. Are you obligated to make an ashiyatzer? Yes or no? Yes. So if you're obligated to do it, it's just like you're obligated to shake a lulav. So you're obligated to make an ashiyatzer. It's a birchas hamitzvos. If it's a birchas hamitzvos, just like someone could be motzi your bracha and lulav, even if they already took lulav, so too, someone could be motzi your ashiyatzer, even if they don't need to make an ashiyatzer for themselves. That's opinion number one. Rebbe Ephraim doesn't love that, but he suggests it. The opposite extreme is the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, you know what Asher Yatzer is? It's a Birchas HaNehenin. Go figure that out. Why? Very simple.
People are relieved.
You're relieved. Shine. And it's, in fact, you're relieved, and it's more, it's a future relief as well. Because by getting rid of the waste, it enables your body to continue to digest whatever nutrients, that's as much science as we're going for over here. Yeah, but you know, your body then continues to absorb and take in the nutrients, and you got rid of the waste. So if that's the case, so it's a brichas anenin. You're benefiting from going to the bathroom. It's not only a previous benefit, it's a future benefit as well. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's like a quasi brichas anenin. So says the Sefer Mavasir Tov, according to that, can you be motzi someone else in berachas in Asher Yatzar? Answer is no way. Because just like I can't make your shahakol for you if I'm not having a soda, so therefore I can't be motzi in your Asher Yatzar if I didn't go to the bathroom. Plain and simple. Shita number two. Comes along Rev Shlomo Zalman and says, I've got a query, yesh l'stapik. 8 lines in Mincha Shlomo. He says, I'm not sure if Asher Yatzar is A, Birchas Hanenin, like we just said, or is it Birchas HaShvach? Is it this middle nebulous type? No, Birchas HaShvach, if you hear thunder, and I don't hear thunder, can I be motzi when you're Birchas of thunder? Yes or no? Unclear. So Rev Shlomo Zalman wants to say that if it's a Birchas HaShvach, then you can be motzi someone else in the bracha, but how do I know if it's a Birchas HaShvach? She says, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah helpfully says two opposite things. On one hand, the Mishnah Berurah says that, he says that if a Shliach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur goes to the bathroom, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say everything out loud, everything, from the start of davening, right? That's why it takes so long. So, Chazan gets to Shuvah and he's going to say Asher Yatzer out loud, which was the Minhag. But he already made Asher Yatzer and going to the bathroom at home. Should he say it again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, don't say it again. Best thing to do is if you wake up in the morning and Yom Kippur morning and you know you're going to be the chazan, don't say Asher Yatzar. So when you get up to the Amud, you'll say your Asher Yatzar from the bathroom in the morning. Says Mishnah Berurah, well, what happens if you're too late? Whoops, he made the bracha. Now what should he do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, go over to someone. Go over to the stupidest guy you see in Israel, the biggest shulmazel. Yeah? Go tap him on the shoulder and says, I'm sure you didn't make an Asher Yatzar because you're a shulmazel this morning. Don't say it now. I'm going to make it for you up there. You'll have in mind and say, Amen. And I'll make your Asher Yatzar for you from the Chazan. So you see from the Mishnah Berurah that what? You can be motzi someone else in Asher Yatzar. It must be Asher Yatzar is a Birchas HaShvach that you can be yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I got another proof which knocks it off. There's another Mishnah Berurah that says, this happens to a lot of us, we don't want to admit it, you forget to make an Asher Yatzar, yeah? 3 hours later, you got to go again. Now, if you got to go, is it too late? You haven't gone yet. Once you go to the bathroom again, then for sure too late. But what about when you're going in? I don't have to show you how my kids do when they need to go to the bathroom. I won't demonstrate to you what happens when my kids need to go to the bathroom. Yeah, but no, so you start going, you start making the noises. You need to go to the bathroom. Can you make an Asher Yatzar at that point? You haven't gone to the bathroom yet, why not? If it's a Birchas HaShvach, why not? I still want to thank Hashem for the previous bathroom that I went. But if you say it's a Birchas HaNenin that I'm benefiting from the benefiting, well, I'm not benefiting anymore because right now I still need to go. So I relieved myself before, but I need to go again, so it's not a relief. So says Shlomo Zalman, you see from a Mishnah Berurah there that says you're not going to make the Asher Yatzar again once you need to go again, that it's a Birchas HaNenin. So he says, Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know the answer. To end off, we have to quote for the Sfaradim of Shlomo, Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef says, it's very simple. Why don't you talk about Kiddush Lavona? Rav Avadi Yosef says, I'm sure that Asher Yatzar is a Birchas HaShvach. But can you be Yotzi someone else for a Birchas HaShvach or not? Shavach or not? He says, well, let's look at Kiddush Lavona. Great idea. Instead of you standing out there like a freezing lunatic, you're going to stay inside. You'll go outside, look at the moon for a second, and you'll appoint your designated loser to stand outside and make Kiddush Levana for you. He'll freeze in -7 degrees, and I'll sit inside. Why not? I saw the moon, I'm just not making the bracha. I'll dance up in here, I'll dance inside, yeah? So no, work or not. Says the Meiri, doesn't work, because you can't be motzi someone else in the Birchas HaShvach. On the Levana, it's a Birchas HaShvach. We're not benefiting from the moon, and we're not eating the moon. So what is it? It's a Birchas HaShvach. So what is it? Birchas Shevach. Says the Miri, you can't be motzi someone else in the Birchas Shevach. Says the Rava, you can. Says the Rabbi Yosef, the same question should be based on that machokas. We say, Safek brachas lahakil, you can't be motzi someone else for Kiddush Levana, because we don't want to cause someone else to make a bracha. Well, my just to clarify, my example is not a great example, because if the guy's outside and he's doing Kiddush Levana for himself as well, then he can be motzi. Then he can be motzi. I'm talking about a guy who already made Kiddush Levana last week, and you send him outside to be your designated guy. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. So says, because it's going to be Safek brachas lahakil, if he goes out there and makes the bracha and he's not supposed to make the bracha, he's saying God's name in vain. Says Rabbi Avadia, better not to have him be motzi in Asher Yatzer. I think that's the standard psak. Sorry, you got to memorize Asher Yatzer by yourself. We should all be zorich to memorize Asher Yatzer.